West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Give us any leeway to not do things decently and in order. You'd be amazed at the ability that you have, and the potential that you have. Amen. You know, a lot of us are, and well, probably all of us, to a degree, have you ever driven your car or truck as fast as it will go? I ain't talking about the beat up jalopy that's 20 miles an hour. You know, whatever's on your speedometer, 120, 140, 160. Have you ever just, I'm going to see what this baby will do. Till it gets to 100. Anybody? Oh, somebody raised their hand. I'm gonna take note, get a license number. What I'm saying is that's the potential. That's on the speedometer, but very seldom do people ever use it, ever get to it. No need for it, because our speed limits. And now understand what I'm saying, are for safety. Y'all get what I'm saying here, right? That's a good thing now, in the natural. And now, people just want safety, just want to be safe. And I can see God telling some of y'all, punch it. I gave you all that horsepower, and you doing 40. I get you a moped, a bicycle. In the spirit realm, at times you have to accelerate. Amen. You have it. You have that acceleration. You have that other gear. You can handle a whole lot more than you think you can. See what happens when you let a whole lot of stuff get out of order? You ain't thinking right. Your mind gets cluttered. That stuff just closes in on you till eventually you're going to just kind of, you're going to check out. Something's going to happen. But keep things in order. It makes things easier. You know, it's like a workplace. You tripping over everything and you got to dig through something to find something. It was over here somewhere and you tossing stuff and garbage everywhere and bugs running around and you looking for something. I know I left it. Huh? What kind of workplace is that? It ain't even safe. Something might bite you. Am I right or wrong? Y'all get what I'm talking about here, right? Why do you keep your mind cluttered like that? How we do and the order we keep is an extension of who we are. I'm reminded of Peanuts. The Peanuts characters. Is it Linus? Pigpen. He the only one that had a cloud over him. Everywhere it went. Look here, 1 Kings chapter 18. Let's look at the story here. 1 Kings chapter 18. Somebody say decent.
And in order.
I said 1 Kings, right? 1 Kings chapter 18 and starting at verse number 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. He put the wood in order. Somebody say, he put the wood in order. Say it again, he put the wood in order. Cut the bullock in pieces, laid him on the wood that was in order, and said, fill 4 barrels of water and pour on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And he did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. Came to pass as the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things as thy were at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. That story is stemming from the challenge that he challenged the prophets of Baal, the prophets of the false gods, Baal. And they chanted, they did their thing all day long calling on the fake gods. They tore down the altar. They did all kind of crazy, wicked, and, you know, necromantic and wizards and astrological. They did all their stuff and nothing happened. So after they had their chance, Elijah repaired the altar. He put it back in order. That's important. He put the wood back in order. He put it back in the order that it was supposed to be in. Did what he did, put the water in the trench, and then he called upon the name of the Lord. And because there was order, the fire came. Remember now, to your next level is a portal. Ain't a whole lot of people going through there. Otherwise, it'd be a broad street. Everybody be there. How many know there's a whole lot of room at the top? There's a whole lot of room in high places because very few people press to it. So this order that we see Elijah in defeating Baal, he had to set something in order. He couldn't just go up behind the prophets of Baal and all that they tore down, put water around, and then call on God. No, he set stuff back in order. Sometimes it's good to go back and restore something. Get some things back in order so that the fire from heaven can come and consume the sacrifice and acknowledge that you are God's and show the world that God is with you. Amen. When it won't work for somebody else, it'll work for you. Because of the order by which you walk. It's not being afraid of anything. It's having reverence for God. Doing things the way that the Lord would do it. What would Jesus do? Now, men and women of excellence, and this has been our subject, men and women of excellence must also be orderly in their private life as well as in society. When Abraham came out of Egypt, after having disobeyed God, going into Egypt, lying concerning Sarah, having been made rich by the Pharaoh, but having been thrust out, when he came back, the first thing that he did, he found a place between Bethel and Ai, and he built an altar, and he sacrificed unto God. He repented. He set stones in order. In other words, all that confusion that he caused, all that he did, Lot never recovered from it. Hagar was amidst the handmaidens that came out with him. You know, he had lied, you know, on Sarah, about Sarah, all of that stuff. He went, he got it right with God. He got his life back in order. Now that's not saying that God condones a bunch of foolishness. But sometimes people slip up in stuff. They fall. They do. I mean, it's a reality. Some people fall. Some people are weak in areas. They fall. But let me admonish you. You know, he that harbors sin, number one, God's not going to hear your prayer. Amen. When you're living in that, the heavens kind of turn brass over you. And the second thing God says, you won't prosper. So a lot of times when the brakes are put on something, check out, okay, Lord, is everything good? You know, get in that intimate meditation. Let God talk to you without words. Just show you. And maybe there's something there that is not pleasing to God. Amen? Let me say it again. Men and women of excellence must be orderly. I'm not talking about bound and legalistic and all of that kind of foolishness. I'm talking about orderly. In their private life, as well as in society. Have you ever seen that? I don't watch it, but I remember skimming through the channels one. I think they call them hoarders. You ever seen that? That's a spirit. That had to be. I mean, I don't know. You know. Yeah, if you ever get to, I don't know. It's like, how could this be? What is that? You can't get in the front door of a place for the garbage, for stuff. And then, you know, this room's full of, how? What's wrong? Something is wrong there. The devil is the author of confusion. And whatever will promote or cause confusion, rest assured he's behind it. God is the author of peace. And peace will stem, or a fruit of peace will be order. One area in our private lives and in society that requires order is our speech. Ephesians chapter 4. And verse 29, this always was one of my favorite scriptures early on. Ephesians 4 and 29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Amen? Amen. Think about it a moment. Order in your speech. There's a song that says, order my steps in your word, O Lord, or dear Lord. Order my steps in your word. Well, order my speech in your word, dear Lord. Order my speech in your word.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.